Between two open blades of a pair of scissors stretches a thick red ribbon across the hallway of the new Yukon-Kuskokwim Aya Ginevik Healing Center. Holding the scissors are Gloria Simeon, YKHC Board Vice Chair, and James Charlie Sr., Honorary Board Member. In one cut, the ribbon breaks in half, and the two ends flutter to the new floor of the approximately $12.8 million facility. At one end of the hallway are 16 beds for inpatient alcohol treatment, as well as an exercise room, craft rooms, and a kitchen. Down the other end are rooms for outpatient counseling for both alcohol and opioid addiction. Where we are in the middle sits a small gym with a single basketball hoop. Here, dozens of community members and YKHC employees and board members are gathering to commemorate the building's opening. Honorary Board Member James Charlie Sr. begins the ceremony with a prayer of thanksgiving.
For this opportunity to get together to open this building, which will help our people who need help in getting rid of alcoholism or other drugs.
Gratitude and hope for a better future echoes throughout the morning speeches. Board members thank those who first began offering alcohol treatment in Bethel in the 1970s. Administrators thank funders and construction workers who made the building possible. And Ray Watson, director of the Healing Center, thanks the current workers filling the room, who every day guide patients toward recovery.
I always say this, I have a deep respect for those kind of people who choose this kind of work. Because in that, it takes a lot of humility and love toward your fellow human beings to help them heal.
Watson knows this work well, first as a patient in the 1980s, and then as a counselor, and now as the center's director.
And I always say that the people that enter into treatment are the lucky ones, because there's so many out there that don't have that. Or, you know, at this point in time, they're not there yet.
Many speakers noted that everyone in the Delta knows someone in the region who struggles with alcohol or drugs. They might even one day seek treatment themselves. The facility actually opened 6 weeks ago. Watson said the patients were sent on a, quote, outing for the ribbon cutting to protect their confidentiality. But after the ribbon is thrown away, the cake eaten, and the balloons taken out, those patients will return. They may have to come back again and again if they relapse. This new center, located behind the Bethel Post Office, was set to open a couple years ago. But in October of 2014, the partially constructed building caught fire and burned to the ground. Construction began again. Diane Kaplan is the president and CEO of the Rasmussen Foundation, one of the building's funders. She said the fire and rebuilding can be seen as a metaphor for recovery.
People who don't understand a lot about this disease will say, well, how many people went into this facility and then got sober? Well, very often it doesn't happen the first time. So I think we can look at what happened with this building maybe as there was a great effort to build it, and then something happened, and it fell down, but now it's been picked up again. And that really is the message for people who struggle with alcohol. So we thank you.
But as Director Watson said and can attest, recovery, like the new building, is possible. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.